Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the 12th year of my weekly Angel Healing House radio program. My name is Claire Candy Hoff, and my name is also Angel Ariel, as I had an angelic walk-in experience on January 11th of 2003, which I write about in my award-winning number one Amazon international bestseller, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel. Welcome back, my regular listeners and followers. It's lovely to be in your energies again. And thank you so much for recommending and referring Angel Healing House to friends and family. A big welcome to those who are listening for the very first time. Now, for those who are new, through my full-time business, Angel Healing House, which I created 20 years ago in 2003, I'm a Reiki master teacher, having taught and attuned hundreds and hundreds of Reiki practitioners and master teachers around the world. I'm an intuitive counselor, channel, clairvoyant tarot card reader, and I do past life clearings, ancestral healings. But I also offer Reiki energy clearings and healings, either in my office here in beautiful Santa Monica, California, or through distant healing online, to give people direction and clarity, to get people unstuck and to move stagnant areas of their lives. If you'd like to book any of my services, if you'd like to find out more about my award-winning number one Amazon bestsellers, please do go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com, or you can always phone 831-277-3716. And do remember, that's Pacific Standard Time. I'd like to remind everyone that my wonderful guided angel meditation, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, is now available in MP3 form. It's available for immediate download to your devices. It's exclusively on my Angel Healing House website for only $11.11. Download this heavenly MP3 exclusively again at angelhealinghouse.com. Thank you to all the people who have made donations for my free content. Perhaps you've received a free mini angel reading. And if you'd like to donate, I've left my PayPal link in the description box down below, with all of my contact details. I see that we have several callers on the line. Let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, one just popped back in. In this order, we're going to take 347-415. 406, I see you there. 610, and then, tell me there's that. And then we have 951, and let me write that. Oh, yes, actually, that's really bizarre. That's almost the same as, almost the same phone number. How synchronistic. And then following up with 630. If you'd like to call in for a free mini angel reading, please do call in on 646-716-6794. And do remember that I start picking up calls around 20, 25 minutes past the hour. But before we take callers, like we do every week, we'll look into the astrological heavens to see how the energies are affecting all of us. Well, happy May, everyone. On May 1st, we experienced a Pluto retrograde, which has opened an intense portal of transformation and rebirth, where it will stay retrograde. It will remain there until October 10th. Now, the energy of Pluto retrograde, it empowers us to confront our deepest fears and to recognize our self-destructive, sometimes sabotaging patterns that keep us in cycles of compromising our deepest desires. It's a catalyst for our soul's evolution to release anything that is no longer aligned for our highest good. Now, the big news this week is that tomorrow, May 5th, we will experience the highly transformative Scorpio lunar eclipse. I just had a client book in, and they said that these eclipses are kicking her butt, to quote her. This 5-5 eclipse portal may suddenly release energy that in many cases will take things from our lives that have been holding us back in order to bring in a major shift which brings us greater freedom. Because of its powerful releasing energy, there's a strong connection to reviewing our lives and especially the people from the past. Now, the Posse of Angels is sharing that in order to work with and not against these energies, just observe the memories that come up showing you your old life. This is happening in preparation for the rebirthing of your new life and is helping to tie up loose ends before moving on to a new path. Because we're not the same person who created our former life, it's important to review your life without judgment and know that this closure and non-judgment is preparing us to live in a world that will be much changed in the year ahead, both individually and collectively. The 5-5 portal highlights the number 5 meaning of change and challenge. Yes, it can be very challenging for many to review the past and not have any judgment, to take responsibility and possibly forgive ourselves and others, but especially for ourselves, for our part, again, without reserve. But the number 5 is also the number of playfulness and creativity. So no matter what this release energy of holding ourselves back will show up as, we will feel a greater sense of freedom to create our realities through enjoyment and play. This feeling of liberation will shift many to co-create their lives with more wonder and enchantment and to open to receiving more miraculous possibilities to discover more about ourselves and live life to the fullest. Then, coming up on May 9th, the Sun and Uranus will align, giving us a wonderful opportunity to expand our horizons and be curious to experience more of life. Some people are already feeling that Mercury, that forward motion, getting ready to station direct from Mercury retrograde going forward on May 14th. Now, this movement forward, this energy will open us up to new ideas. It'll give us a sudden urge to make changes in our lives. Use this energy to take note of where we can open ourselves, where we can invent new ways to experience more freedom and change in our lives. Everyone, this human life of ours, that we as spirit are here to experience in physical incarnation, it's such a blip of a time compared to our divine, eternal, infinite natures as spirit. And this eclipse will see many untethering themselves from holding themselves back, maybe holding ourselves back as to, it might show up as to where we want to live. What do we want to do? What do we wish to create while we are still here in human form? You know, I was asked last week on the show the reason why so many celebrities choose to pass at the same time. Just this last couple of weeks, Harry Belafonte passed, TV talk show host Jerry Springer, and one of my favorites who channeled Dame Edna Everage, Barry Humphries, passed recently. One of the reasons that this occurs, and the Posse of Angels is telling us or sharing with us, is that it really gets our attention as to the movies, books, music that were created by these artists. You know, I remember when Robin Williams passed, I rewatched all of his movies again, again, and again. Now, their crossing over shows us that we only have an finite time to spend on this physical plane, and if legends who are larger than life can exit their human existence, so can we. Their crossing over passes the mantle on to us to expand our horizon. It gets us to look at our own creativity. For instance, when clients have seen that I've written several books, they tell me that their intuition has told them time and time again to write a book, yet they keep procrastinating. Others have shared with me that they feel a great urge to draw, to paint, to take up a musical instrument, even to move to a different part of the globe, to enjoy a different culture, and to be joyfully of service in perhaps a very different way than they've served up until now. But they either sabotage their time or choose to stay with what is familiar, and although it's familiar, it's no longer comfortable and satisfying for them. You know, in many ways, those of us who have followed a conscious life of awareness have traveled full circle as we have cleared and cleansed so much through our path to enlightenment, having come back home to our authentic, divine, eternal natures of who we truly are. We are now experiencing a new kind of clarity to step forward without any restrictions, no longer holding ourselves back. And my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, well, is assuring us that not to become too complacent, as there will be more souls this year who choose to complete their earth cycle and cross over. And no, they're not going to share who this will be, but they are emphasizing that that is not the point, as we all contract the day, the date, the time when we will leave this physical incarnation. To find out more about our soul contracts that we write, in my novel, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, I share information about these soul contracts and the importance of them that we write in our book of life before we enter into this human life of ours. The higher spiritual meaning to so many leaving at this time could just jolt us into creating, for that is what our soul cries out for. Our spirit came back in physical form to make manifest through our creative energies. You know, all we need to do is to look at nature and see the perpetual dance of creativity that puts on a show for all of us to see. Nature creates seeds that go on to produce plants that produce new leaves, which then produce buds and flowers. And as those leaves and flowers die and fall around the plant, it provides a wonderful creative decay of fertilizing nutrients to then nourish more creativity for the plant to have rebirth and to grow. And just like nature, our soul is called upon to grow and experience by creating. And the positive angels wish to remind us all that it's not in the completion of the book. It's not in the completion of the drawing, the photograph, or the composition that we will experience our fullness. It is in the creation of it. Through the creation, we'll be taken on a magical journey of opening ourselves up to the divine inside of us and feel a kinship and a closeness with God's source creator as we are one bringing forth new life and new possibilities. Our lives and certainly our energies were never meant to be stagnant. We're always evolving, and we feel best when we are allowing ourselves to experience and open to new adventures. And since our lives are a co-creative dance, we don't experience those new adventures by waiting for the universe to give to us. We keep inventing and reinventing, allowing ourselves to explore and discover different ways to be creative that make us feel alive. It is this aliveness within us that speaks directly and resonates most with the universe. With this energetic match of the joyous, abundant feelings of being creative, well, the universe then presents us matching opportunities and connections to foster, support, and promote our creative efforts. Now, the Posse of Angels wish for us to remember that all of our dreams of having an international best-selling book tour and endorsements from those people in high places, well, they have much less of a chance of ever happening if you don't follow your intuition and write the book in the first place. They're urging us to sing, to dance, to write, play an instrument, paint, draw, garden, cook. Feel the power reawaken within you. Open a connection to your creative expression and watch. Watch how your reality begins to support and promote this alive feeling within you. Now the Posse of Angels is sharing. What do you want to be known for? What is your legacy, your life's work, which you would like to leave behind for the planet? Mercury retrograde in this powerful eclipse is helping us to review our former bucket list of what we wish to create for our lives before we too shuffle off this mortal coil and return to our one true home behind the veil of forgetfulness. Many of us are becoming crystal clear on what we wish to create and experience, no longer holding ourselves back. We might now be very surprised on what we choose in order to experience the very best version of ourselves. Some questions to ask yourself. What drives you? What fuels your heart with so much passion and excitement that you can't wait to do it? And when you're doing it, you feel alive and fulfilled. Project yourself into the future, perhaps 1 year from now, and visualize where are you living, what are you doing, and how you are feeling, and what you've created begins to blossom. Once you have done this, go about co-creating this with spirit to leave the most amazing legacy on planet Earth, not only for yourself, but for others and generations to come as well. You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, here on Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio Show. I created this 12 years ago, and I've loved every single 650-plus shows that I've presented over those years and given away thousands and thousands of free mini angel readings. I do remember, if you want to download that heavenly guided angel meditation, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, it's now available in MP3 for only $11.11, and you can get that exclusively on my website, where you can find all of my services, information about my number one Amazon international bestsellers, and please do call me at Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716, And that website is angelhealinghouse.com. Without further ado, we have lots of blinking lights on the switchboard. Let's go to our first caller. 347, you're on the line with Claire Candy Huff and Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio. Let everybody know your name and where you're calling from. 347.
Hi, Claire. This is Katie. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm calling from New York.
Thank you, number one Katie, off the rink today. How are you?
I'm okay. I loved everything you said. It seems like it was everything I'm going through. It is so motivational. It makes me want to just move to Miami and lay on the beach and sip a lemonade and write a book and go in the water and have a good lobster roll. It was just so motivational.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, I don't think for me it's Miami, but I'm on a beach, and I've got a big floppy hat on, and I'm past the teeny weeny polka dot bikini days, but it's just it's just heavenly where I am, and so I'm working towards that. So, what's your question today?
Oh my God. Well, my question is, I wanted to ask, I guess, my angels or your angels about emotions. So say, for example, let's just say I think of having a Birkin bag or a Chanel bag, just something luxurious, right? That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thought that pops into my mind, like a negative thought, because I was kind of like shamed and guilted, right, as a kid about wanting luxury things, right, by my mother. So now I do it to myself. Like I'll say it's greedy to want nice things, or like I'll kind of say, say my mother won't like me if I have nice things. Like I make up something in my head to limit that vision I'm having. So what I wanted to know is what can I do to I want to stop that, and I want to release that emotion. Like I want joy linked to, say, luxury things instead of this fearful or whatever that thing is that pops up. I'm just wondering, is there something I could do to either release that feeling or stop that thought from popping up?
Okay. Well, so many of us were brought up with that generation from that went through World War I, World War II. They went through depressions. Some of them went through the Holocaust. And where so much was taken away, and their belief was life is hard, money doesn't grow on trees, and, lack and scarcity. And so a lot of that is still stored in our cellular memory. They want you to start with the small things, Katie. They want you to start with the small things, and don't deny yourself the small things.
Okay.
You know, say, I'm worthy, and I'm deserving to do, to be, and have whatever makes my soul happy. Then you start off with that. So for some people, it could mean going to, let's say, a TJ Maxx or a Ross, or, you know, where they have, sort of discounted things. And buy themselves, you know, something from there. But it's don't deny yourself whatever that is. And it doesn't, you know, your luxury could be, somebody else's, you know, and don't compare with anybody else. It's just that feeling inside of you. So, you know, you can say, I am that I am. I am worthy and deserving of that which makes my heart sing. Why? Because I'm a child of God. And I'm here in human form to reflect that, that I'm in material form, I'm in physical form, and therefore, you know, those material things, they're not the be-all and end-all, but we're here to also enjoy physical things. Okay, so when you have the feeling of it, what is that feeling inside of you that says, I am worthy. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter whether it's you know, what the price tag of it. It does. It that doesn't matter. It's the feeling that you want to get to. So that is most important. And also, what would help release this, as it's a Mercury retrograde and the Scorpio lunar eclipse, is to honor your mom and all that she went through that caused her to be like this. So you can send her green healing light. You can send her that pink light of unconditional love. Because, you know, in order to get to that stage of scarcity and lack, I'm thinking of somebody in particular. They went through a war and had everything taken away from them. And this caused them their whole life to deny themselves and to hold back and that kind of thing. So you can honor and respect them where they are, which is perfection for their soul. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. But yeah, the first part of all of that is I am worthy and I am deserving because I am a reflection of God's source creator. The eight of Pentacles comes out for you. Now, this is a card of recognition.
Mm-hmm.
None of this will happen unless you recognize yourself as to, you know, that I am deserving of this and I feel comfortable. I feel comfortable in wanting what I want, when I want it, how I want it, you know. It doesn't have to do with anybody else. The next card that's coming out for you is the emotional fulfillment card. When we feel abundant inside, emotionally abundant inside, then abundance has a funny way of turning up in our realities. And then the next one is the Six of Wands, which is the victory and the triumph over this. So they're saying, this is interesting, Katie. They're saying, you're not far off. You're not far off.
Okay.
Just take your focus off of the material thing and put your focus on that you are worthy and you are deserving because you're a glorious, glorious, divine, eternal nature. And you can do, be, and have whatever it is that makes your heart sing. So I hope that's been helpful.
It was, and believe it or not, it's so funny I called to ask this. My angels had told me the exact same thing. It's not shame and guilt, it's just a tool. The message I was saying to myself was, I'm not worthy, so say I am worthy. So you just kind of said exactly what they told me.
Well, like attracts like.
Yes, thank you.
You are more than worthy, sweetheart. Have an absolutely glorious day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. Did we have anybody else pop up? We have, we have 415. You're on the line with Claire Candy Huff. Tell everyone your name. Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jessica. The eclipse is kicking your butt?
No, not at all, actually. They're very nice and smooth.
good.
Yeah, I'm just really focused on like rising every day. And there were like a couple of days over the weekend that were like a little bit wonky, but I just kind of slept a lot and hung around, and today I feel good. Mm-hmm. So,
good. What's your question today?
I was wondering something. Before that, I just wanted to know, are you planning on moving out of California?
Why is that?
The videos that are coming out of the LA area look horrifying. So I know a lot of people, there's a mass exodus. So I haven't heard you talk about it, if you're leaving or not.
Well,
it doesn't sound like it.
I don't share my comings and goings in that way. And we are here until we're not here anymore, but we are so protected and we are so guided that I don't watch news, I don't watch videos, the information comes to me when it is divinely meant to come to me. And we are so divinely guided and protected that if we're not supposed to be here, not for our protection, we will be taken, you know, and shown, you know, to be able to move on from here. So, you know, I do get the feeling that that it is coming soon. A move will be coming soon, but since we're on a need-to-know basis, I haven't shared anything as yet.
Right, yeah, that's funny. I always talk about that with Spirit, too, on how I'm on a need-to-know basis with them. They only tell me, like, well,
yeah,
it's time to do something. So it
yeah,
makes
they,
life
they
easier that
not,
way, but also, yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to it's not going to hasten it anyway. So, well, what's your question today?
I don't really know. Actually, I've been trying to think of one. I mean, basically, during this time that I've been applying for jobs, Spirit has had me doing a lot of like cleanup with my business, working on a lot of
mm-hmm.
older projects, getting the information up there. And it's interesting because like I look back on it and I see how there was like so much stale and stuck energy that I don't have
yeah.
that like emotional gunk anymore that's not letting me move. Like I'm able to move forward very quickly now. So it's just very
they
interesting seeing that. Yeah.
They want you
what?
To know
what
that there's
say?
A lot, there's a lot going on under the surface that you're not aware of. They wanted you to review, to re-edit, so that you could realign a lot of those content or the things that you have done before that are kind of past their use-by date, and they need to be refreshed and they need to be retweaked. And if you were busy during this time with clients or with other things, with new things, that you could not have gotten to it and you could not have seen specifically how far you've grown and how far you've changed, so that and they want you to complete those former projects so that when things start to move forward that you do have the completed content to be able to share with the world. Let's go to the cards and see what comes
out. Yeah, that's
out.
Exactly
that's
true.
Cool.
Like this, I've been in between jobs for like a little bit over a month now, and at times it was like sort of bothering me, but I have been so busy just like backing up stuff, clearing out the computers, clearing out my iPod, like reworking on new stuff. And I'm like, you know, this is such a gift because I wasn't able to look at it all last year because I was so busy with my living situation. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now is the time. And the first card that's coming out for you is the Six of Swords, and they want you to know that you will be moving on. This is the card of movement. You haven't been in choppy waters or rough waters, but certainly you
mm-hmm.
have been in a stage where you've been feeling like you've been held back. The next is the Seven of Wands, which is the standing up for yourself, which is being seen. Some people say it's being defensive, but not in this case. In this case, it's so that you can put yourself out there. This review is going to put yourself out there. Now, I went to pick another one, and these two cards were like the peanut butter and jelly cards that I call them. They came out stuck together, so I'll take both of them. The Page of Cups is the expect the unexpected, that it's going to show up. The eclipses have a way of bang, suddenly bringing something into our lives. And you got the Victory card. So you've got two sixes, which are about harmony and balance and joy. So that's an important part. They wanted me to look under the deck. And you've got the Fool, which is a brand new journey. So clean up that computer, finish those projects, and you'll be amazed at what's going to unexpectedly come in fulfillment for your wishes. So hope that's been helpful.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Thank you. Thank you, Candy.
Okay.
All right, I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
I'll keep listening. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Let's go to our next caller. We had several people just come on. We have 406. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio. Tell everyone your name and where you're calling from.
Oh, hi. My name is Devin, and I am in Washington State.
And have you called into the – was it Devin?
Yes, Devin.
Okay, Devin, have you called into the show before?
No, I haven't. This is my first time calling in. I woke up this morning and something just told me I needed to listen to your show and call in this morning. So that is what I did.
Wonderful. You get the first time caller bell.
Oh, nice.
Lovely to have you on board, Devin. What can we, myself and the Posse of Angels, help you with today?
Well, like you've been saying, I guess maybe the full moon or eclipses have definitely been affecting me, I feel like. I've been just very anxious. I have sensed, like, change coming. I know, like, I just have a feeling I need to move. I have a feeling I need to get out of my job. I just don't know what to do. I don't know if I'm being impatient or if I'm just ignoring something that I'm supposed to be doing. I've been waiting for change and I don't know when it's coming, and I'm one of those where I need control and I can't control it.
Okay, all right. The greatest thing that we can do is to ground ourselves and center ourselves, I'm just getting shivers, in the present moment. And the reason I love to not be in the past or concerned about the future is because in the present moment is where miracles, magic, synchronicities, and serendipitous moments can happen to fulfill our dreams, our intentions, our wishes, and our desires. So they're saying the more that you can ground yourself in the present moment, yes, have your intentions, but what can you affect in this present moment that will heighten and keep your vibrational frequency high, bright, light, clear, joyous, passionate, calm, you know, peaceful, all of that, because they want you to know that the universe, God, Source, Creator, and the angels know you better than that you know yourself. They just do.
Mm-hmm.
And so to allow yourself to co-create with spirit, yeah, have your dreams and desires and your prayers and all of that, but then give yourself over. The Posse of Angels and I have been speaking a long time about surrendering, releasing, and just letting go,
yeah,
as to the how and when of things supposedly coming in. Now, what I've been helping clients with, if there's anything from a past that's stuck in our cellular memory that's going to sabotage that coming in, I'm not worthy and I'm not deserving, like I, you know, spoke about with our first caller, Katie, or, you know, all of those things, then I've been helping them to release in our sessions together, if there's anything. So I'd love to, you know, I don't have time right now, but I would love to look further into your Akashic records and to see if there's anything that's holding you back from when these things are presented to you, from being courageous enough to be able to step forward to do, be, and have whatever it is that you desire.
That would be amazing. I feel like I've struggled with confidence a lot, and so just trying to tell myself I'm confident, I've just, like, I feel like I'm lying to myself.
Well, if it's that program, if it's that belief system in you that I'm not allowed because I don't measure up, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy and deserving,
mm-hmm,
of it, it doesn't matter how much spirituality and how many spiritual books that we delve into, Devin, it will undercut us every single time, and then we'll be even more frustrated about not being able to make movement towards that which we love. Let me go to the cards and see what comes out. But yeah, I mean, in a session, we could even do go through your past lives and see what is holding you back. What, you know, a lot of times, those of us that didn't have the confidence, you know, we drew controlling people to ourselves for us to rebel against,
yeah,
and for us to stand up for ourselves. And they're saying a lot of this stems from childhood, you know, to say, yes, you know, I bless you, but I am not going to be held back and restricted by you. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely first-time caller in Devon. First card that's coming out for you. Oh, lots. Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. The first card is the Ten of Wands. They want you to know that that you've been carrying this burden for a very long time about not allowing yourself to, again, do, be, and have what you want because of some belief inside of you that, you know, you had to follow somebody else's rules or follow something in order to be a good girl or an acquiescing girl or measure up in some way. But they want you to know the Knight of Swords is coming in to change that very quickly, because all change your attitude, change your perception, which happens when we look at our Akashic Records, and see what the lessons that you contracted to teach you. That changes very quickly. When you look at those things, a change of attitude comes in, and then the Ace of Wands comes in. This is a new beginning. It's a very, very new beginning for you to open you up to victory, the Chariot card. And this is a card of recognition. This is a card of you recognizing yourself. Katie got the victory card, which was a card of victory and recognition as well. So a lot of things are opening up because of this eclipse and getting us to recognize our divine, eternal nature, multidimensional natures, and how it is nothing outside of ourselves that hold ourselves back. It is we who hold ourselves back. So I would love, love you to call me after the show. It's an hour show, and we could discuss more about how you could move forward and really be able to take advantage of those things that the Posse of Angels are saying that are coming in for you and not denying you those things. So I hope that's been helpful.
Yes, no, it has. It's been nice to hear an outside view.
Absolutely. Well, you have
so, yeah, no, I will definitely look into calling you.
Okay, and I look forward to speaking with you soon. Take care. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have had another person jump on. Okay, 610, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Love you. Bring them back. Hi.
610. Hi, Regina.
Hi,
how are you?
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm well. Happy
good.
Eclipse.
Yeah, same to you. Just real quick, you had mentioned, did you create another meditation, or is that that's available on your website, or is that the one that I already purchased?
I think that's the one that you already purchased. That's
okay, which is so
amazing. Oh, thank you very much. I felt like Buck Rogers in the 21st century by finally getting that CD and putting it on as an MP3. But
cool. I love it. And happy birthday to Pete. But not to hold everybody up and you. Of course, I know the full moon and the eclipse and Cinco de Mayo, right? There's a lot going on.
Oh, that's
on.
Right.
Yeah, that there's a lot going on. I'm starting to come, I think, in a little bit, I vacillate into acceptance with all the nonsense that's going on with my siblings and how they've chosen to manage what has been going on with the belongings to my parents. However, I'm still feeling a little out of sorts. I feel almost like I'm at a standstill with my career, and I just would like a little guidance on that. I do have my group coaching course that I keep offering.
Mm-hmm.
I just recently increased the price a little bit, and it's going to launch again towards the end of May, and I don't have anybody signed up. I'm starting to panic a little bit, I guess, so that's why
right.
I'm looking for some guidance.
Well, the thing is, if people sign up for it, that would be wonderful. If people don't sign up for it, that will be wonderful. Because what the Posse of Angels are saying is that you are here for your highest good, and if something does not work out in the way that we expect it, that's because something, it's opening the doors for something better to come along.
Okay.
Something, and they're telling me for you, Regina, is that a new path is being laid at your feet, in order to serve in this, as they say, the same but different way, the same but a different way.
Okay.
We're not the same people. We're a lot of us that have had healing practices, a lot of us that have had coaching, a lot of us that have counselors, intuitive counselors, spiritual teachers. We have to understand that the rest of the world has caught up, and they don't need those services as much anymore. So where does that leave us? That leaves us open to receive more of what the world does need for us to use our skills, our talents, our abilities now to go off perhaps in the same but different direction, they're saying. So please do open yourself up, they're saying, for a new direction to happen. Let's go to the cards and see what comes
out. I did just sign up for this device. You might have heard of it, the Healy. It's all about vibrations and frequencies. It's like a med bed in your pocket, right?
Right.
But it is an individualized microcurrent frequency, so the person uses it for healing, for acute and chronic disease, pain, suffering, blah, 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 beauty, skin, all that stuff. So I'm doing that, people heard about it, but they're not quite taking to it. But that is the way of the future, but maybe that's what they need to name.
That's what they're talking about. That's what they're speaking about, because that's why the Reiki energy, that's why I was attracted to it 20 years ago, because sound and frequency, the energy, is the way of the future. That is the way of healing in the future. Anything that has to do with raising the vibrational frequency of the body, like Reiki, is just enormous, because it charges the immune system, it dissipates the toxins in the body, and it straightens out those key channels, as you know. The first card you got for you, came out for you, is the Fool. This is a new path. This is a new path. They want you to get excited about it. I actually know of somebody who does remote med bed treatments, meaning he... with his channeling, he takes you up into the ships of the benevolent galactics, and the med beds there. You know, your spirit is your spirit, and revives and cleans and clears the body. It's just amazing.
Wow.
So they're saying that this is a new path for you. The Page of Wands, when I teach tarot, I often say the Page of Wands is like the Fool card in the minor arcana. So you got the Page of Wands and the Fool together. The Eight of Pentacles is the recognition card. It's a new recognition for you. The Ten of Pentacles is a legacy. This is a happy family card, but this is also going to bring you in more money. And the Nine of Cups is under the card. It's like a wish fulfilled. So they want you to go in that direction. They do want you to go in that direction, Regina. And they'll say, oh, I just looked in that strength card, the courage to go in that direction. So I hope that's been helpful.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you. I love you so much.
I love you too, sweetheart. Give yourself a big hug. Take care. Bye. Oh,
thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller. We have 951, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. 951. Are you there? 951 doesn't appear to be there. Let's go to our next caller. We have 484, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Claire Candy. This is Akil from the Philadelphia area. How are you?
Akil, I'm fine. How are you doing? Happy eclipse.
Thank you. Happy eclipse to you as well. I'm doing pretty well. Still, figuring out my mark in this world and trying to, I guess, get the courage to conquer the fear and accept the change and embrace the changes and move towards doing the things that I want to do, as opposed to sitting in this comfort, which is holding me captive in stagnation.
Actually,
so,
it's not comfortable. It's not they're saying they know you appeal, and they're saying you're not comfortable where you are. It's familiar, but it's not comfortable.
It's not comfortable.
Okay, I'm going to just jump in here and say, do what you love and give it away.
Yeah.
Do what you love and give it away. For 12 years, every week. I even did the show when I had laryngitis one time. I did the show at 4 o'clock in the morning from Australia when my husband and I were visiting family there. At 1 o'clock on the west coast of Australia and in the east coast at 4 o'clock. Nothing stops me from doing this show because I love it. I love it. I've given away thousands upon thousands of readings. And as such, my abundance has brought back abundance to me. In clients and book sales and things like that, but in this feeling that of great fruition. And they're saying, don't hold yourself back. Your special brand, your unique singular brand is needed more than ever because people have been so traumatized. What happened in the last 3 years was not a mistake. It was a conspiracy of so many people in authority that made this happen when people are traumatized that they were lied to. And they need people like us to be able to help them through this.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be doing this for yourself. You'll be doing this for others as well. And you know this. And you know this from the bottom of your heart. So feel the fear, sweetheart, and do it anyway.
Right. Thank you.
Feel the fear and just put yourself out there. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Akil. You wouldn't be feeling this if it wasn't your, it's like your destiny. We've also been speaking about the North Node, how it's so very prominent now, our fated, our destiny, and it's pulling us towards it. Okay, the first card that's coming out for you is the Two of Pentacles card. Now, the Two of Pentacles is that card of feeling off balance. It's feeling off balance. It's saying, yeah, but what if? Every time we go in the direction of our hearts, every time there are rewards on the other side. If you can't logically and rationally figure it out, drop to your heart and ask your inner child, does it make me happy? If it makes you happy, go for it. Because that is the path that Spirit is showing you, that rewards are there for you. And you go from the Two of Pentacles to the Four of Pentacles. That's interesting. That's interesting because the Three of Pentacles is working, being recognized by others. You, the others can't recognize you monetarily or financially or emotionally with support or whatever unless you put yourself out there. So they want you to be able to do that. And the next, oh my gosh, go buy a lottery ticket. You got Two of Pentacles, Three of Pentacles, and the Four of Pentacles. The Four of Pentacles is about, about holding on too tightly. About what you think about monetarily or what this is going to bring you. But they want you to be more, more free, more feeling, more liberated to go in the direction that you want to go in, which is, you know, is as a spiritual teacher and helping others. And at the bottom of the deck is the Eight of Pentacles, which is the recognition card. So many people today, and I've shuffled those cards, that Eight of Pentacles. So you've got all pentacles, which is about abundance, but that recognition card, that unless you recognize yourself, the world will not recognize you. So I hope that's been helpful.
Very, very helpful. Thank you very much, Claire King.
Okay, lots of love, Akil. Take care. Bye-bye.
Lots of love.
Let's go to our next caller. Okay, that one popped out. 541, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hello. Yeah, hello. This is Nancy from Oregon. It's so good to talk to you
Nancy
again.
Hi, Nancy from Oregon. Hello. Lovely to hear your voice. How have you been?
Well, thank you. I'll do a quick one because I know there's not much time left.
Okay.
Okay, I'm also supporting a health organization, and I'm very involved in it, and it has to do with frequency medicine and healing, too. And I was curious if this is going to be a positive experience for me and those involved.
Okay, picking up the pendulum, asking the positive angels, and they're going crazy. Okay, not only is the pendulum saying yes, they're giving me shivers down my back and my legs, and now they're showing me dancing. They're dancing. They're dancing a jig, and they're saying yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yes. This is only going to go from strength to strength. Is it just you as a soul practitioner, or are there others involved in this?
Oh, there's many involved. This is a fairly new thing that started a year ago. But it's very, yeah, but it has to do with frequencies, nothing like anything that was mentioned previously, you know, like the healer or that. This is totally different.
Lovely. And has it been launched as yet?
Oh, it's been launched, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, they're saying that it's going to be an enormous success, and to be able to help people. I would be very interested to find out more about it. If you could send me the information to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. I would like to look it over.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'd rather not mention the name over. Yeah.
No. That's fine. That's why I got you to send me the information. And they're saying I'm asking about the people involved in it. They're saying that the people that are involved in it are of high integrity.
They are. I can tell that right away. Yes.
Yeah. They are aligned, and they resonate with that higher vibrational frequency. It's like a soul family which has come together to be able to offer this. They're saying it's an old-fashioned word they're using, which is it's a boon to humanity. Which means like a gift or a reward to humanity. Oh, they're making me cry now. It's lovely.
Yeah.
It's lovely when we hear of the new structures and new systems that are replacing those old, corrupt, dark energies. Victory comes out for you, the Six of Wands. I keep shuffling, and a recognition, a victory, a triumph comes out for you. The next one is the Star. Are you in the forefront of this, like a spokesperson for it?
No, I'm not the spokesperson. I'm just one of the members, but we're all involved, you know, kind of like in an equal setting.
Okay.
We're pioneers. And then,
okay.
Yeah.
The Star card is also a card of healing, wishes coming true, and then you get the Empress, which is abundance.
Oh, wonderful.
Which is pregnant with possibilities and harvest coming in for you, and under the deck is justice. So wonderful, wonderful energies. I can't wait to get that email from you, from Nancy.
Oh, I surely will send it to you, because I'm excited about this whole thing. It's the only thing, you know, the latest thing that I'm resonating with totally, and the people that are involved are high integrity. So...
All right. Well, it's been lovely to speak with you. Have an absolutely gorgeous,
too.
Blessed day. Take
you
care.
Too. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And that just about wraps the show for today. For those callers that didn't get on, I'm very sorry. There are many callers, but you do get a chance to call again next week as Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio Show. As every week on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Do remember to go to my website. There is information about my services, my international number one Amazon international bestsellers, and also that wonderful, gorgeous Guided Angel Meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. Do remember that on the weekends, on Saturdays, I post walk in Angel Ariel's weekly wisdom. We draw runes, oracle cards, tarot cards for the upcoming week, and to give more messages for myself and the posse of angels. Go out, everyone, in fashion, an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. And remember, I'm sending you love and angel blessings. Take care, and I will speak to you soon. Bye.